This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
For 30 years, every Sunday, I listened to a minister on the radio by the name of Ben Hayden out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Ben was an attorney. He worked for the CIA. He was a former newspaper editor and felt called of God to go into ministry. And I listened to him every Sunday for 30 years. It was just a powerful impact on my life. And he told a story about ministering in Miami, where a young woman in the church who was about to get married came to Ben and said, "Ben, my fiance is not a Christian. Ben, I want you to talk to him, and I want you to win him to Christ for me." You know, she had a list: get the wedding dress, get the cake, and get Ben Hayden to win my fiance to Christ. It was almost like one of the things on her checklist. And Ben Hayden gave her a good answer. He said, "Well, I'll be glad to talk to him, but I don't do anything. I don't win him to the Lord. The Holy Spirit does that." So Ben met with him, and his hang-up was this. He said, "I just can't accept the idea that Jesus is God. I just have a struggle with that. I believe Jesus was a good man, a good teacher, but I really struggle with this idea of the deity of Christ." And Ben talked to him, shared scripture with him, prayed with him. But here's what happened. He told Ben this later on. He was driving on a business trip in South Florida, and it was the days before cell phones. Some of you don't even remember what a payphone looks like. It was a thing on the wall with a phone, and you put a dime in or a quarter, and you made a phone call. He had to make a phone call before cell phones. Pulls into a bar south of Miami. Knows that there's a phone at the back of the bar. He goes to the back. It's dark. It's dreary, smoky. And he picks up the phone, ready to put his quarter in to make the phone call, when a stranger came up to him and said, "Hey, pal, you have a match?" And he told Ben Hayden later, he said, "Ben, I never carry matches. Never. I mean, I just don't carry matches. I don't smoke." And he said, "Instinctively, I just reached into my pocket, and there were a pack of matches." He said, "I picked them out, and I handed it to the guy and said, 'Keep them. I don't use them.'" And the man didn't leave. He stood there, opened the flap, lit a match and held it up in the guy's face and said, "Light has come into the world, but you have to open up the heart from the inside and let him in." Blew out the match and walked out the door. This man would tell Ben Hayden later, he said, "That was the moment. Something clicked in my spirit. Something clicked in my mind. I realized that I've got to be open to the Lordship of Christ." And that was a moment in his life that God used. I don't know who the guy was. I'm not saying he was an angel. He may have been the bartender. I don't know who he was. But something happened in that moment when that man held up the match and said, "Light has come into the world. You have to open up." And the Holy Spirit began to work in his life. He did become a Christian. Not because Ben Hayden arm-twisted him and debated him into the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit was at work. Power was at work. Deep conviction was at work. That's what Paul describes in verse 5. Verse 7 is interesting. I only talked about this in one of the other services. "And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." I want to talk to you very privately. Would you consider yourself a model for people? Like if you were to talk to a new Christian, and I don't mean that, again, to lay a guilt trip on anybody, would you say, "Model your life after me"? Probably most of us would say, "No, I wouldn't do that." But there is a sense in which I think you can say it. If you're a person who reads God's word, you're a person who does look to the Lord, you can say, "Here's what I have found helps me to study the Word of God. Here's what helps me is to worship with other believers. Here's what helps me to be in a Bible study group." And you can use those things as a model.
Well, I'd like for you to make every effort to hear the conclusion of this introductory message to our new series called Prepped or Panicked, from the book of 1 Thessalonians. God bless you. We'll look for you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.